Blog Talk Radio.
Looking into the eyes of a criminal, you have to ask, how will a little girl, a low-level thug, a businesswoman, become the most dangerous villains around? Simple answer. They all got their start in this city, and it's up to us to stop them.
Oh yeah, we are back. Welcome to the Gotham Talk Podcast. Yes, it's been, what, 2 months now, maybe? Oh my gosh, way too long. I hope people remember to tune in on tonight's episode of Beasts of Prey. Beasts of Prey, episode 19, season 1 of Gotham. Tonight we will be talking about that episode. A brief synopsis here. Gordon and Bullock inspect a cold case involving Org, a serial killer who targets young women in Gotham City. Meanwhile, Fish plots her escape from the Dollmaker, and Bruce and Selina confront Reggie. Tons of stuff going on. Still, don't know where this is going. I mean, how do we see this season end? There's no one villain. Of course, the murder case of Thomas and Martha Wayne. I highly doubt they'll solve it this season. I mean, it's kind of one of those, you want it to go off a little bit longer, and then maybe if there's a time jump, we could see older Bruce Wayne finally confront the killer of his mother and father. Again, this is not only the Batman origin story, it's pretty much Gotham's origin story, how every key player comes to be in the Batman mythos. So join us tonight. We're live right now for the next 27 minutes. Our number is 347-637-3821. Again, that number is 347-637-3821. We have our first caller here from area code 239. Welcome to the Gotham Talk Podcast.
Matt from Florida. What's up, Jesus?
What up, Matt? Welcome back, sir. Now, tell me, Matt, do you think it was way long overdue for this episode? I mean, why did they make us wait so long?
I mean,
between a Cobblepot episode and this one.
Yeah, for this type of episode, I thought it was kind of dumb.
Yeah, it wasn't really like one of those, oh, aren't you glad we're back? It's kind of like, no,
like,
we kind of
awesome
didn't miss
Flash
you.
Like how badass the Flash has been. Like we all know tomorrow night how epic it's going to be with the epic the Atom crossover. But, man, it was not that good. I mean, yeah, I did like the
it's a little lackluster.
Escape scene. But it kind of sucked tonight. I did like the Bruce Wayne scene where he confronted Reggie, and I thought he was about to punch him. But about time.
Yeah, well, it looks like we saw our first murder from Catwoman.
Yep.
Now, how do you feel like that? Do you feel like she's just growing into her element, or do you think, whoa, we didn't expect her to be this, like, you know, killer-esque instincts at that young of an age?
Yeah. I didn't even expect her to be a killer that young of an age. Well, she is an orphan, and she is on the street, so she is destined to be a
survival of the fittest.
So why not? She is supposed to kill someone in that jerk-off almost killed Alfred.
Yeah, Reggie was, you know, he did plea for him, you know, to see if Alfred was still alive. And it's kind of like, okay, why do you care about him if he's still alive, if you just stabbed him?
Yeah, I mean, I thought that part was crazy. Alfred can't die this soon. I mean, Alfred
no,
is there.
No, there's no way.
Yeah, Alfred is there with Bruce Jesus when he's Batman. I mean, he can't.
Right.
I mean, She can't die.
Now, Matt, let's talk a little bit about Fish Mooney and her storyline as she tries to manage her escape from the Dollmaker along with the other prisoners. Now, where do you think this is going? Like, what do we care if Fish Mooney makes it or not? She's the villain. Why would we invest and care about that?
She said, like, when she finally got onto that helicopter, the guy shot her with a different type of gun.
Yes, the guard outside warned her if he saw her making that mistake again of being outside, it will be her last mistake. And he sure did do a sharpshooter as she was taking off in the helicopter.
Yeah.
Now, do you think Mooney will survive that gunshot?
Well, we all know she's a survivor, and she's going to have an army coming back into Gotham and say, knock, knock, ping, my penguin, I'm back.
And
she's going to get back at Cobblepot. And then, like I thought in that promo trailer we got in the ads on YouTube, we were going to get, like, the Riddler being born, Bruce Wayne.
Oh, nice.
Someone for the first time. I did like that part where the way Bruce was starting to get dark, almost like looking at, and then you saw the dark.
Yeah, but Fish Mooney, back to her, it's kind of like I forgot, because it was so long ago that we saw the previous episode, the Cobblepot episode. I forget that she did make that arrangement with the Dollmaker, and how she was just, at the beginning of the episode, just roaming around, just walking around. I'm like, wait a minute. And she's like telling all the patients, oh, don't worry, we'll take care of your needs, and yada, yada, yada. And then I was just like, whoa, what's going on here? Why are they letting her walk around? And then, of course, I remember she made that deal with the Dollmaker, and she has that new glass eye, or is it a human eye? I forget. Is it a glass eye or a human eye?
It has to be a glass eye because she took out her eye.
They pulled it out, right? But then the Dollmaker, of course, he puts people together, so maybe it is
scary.
A real eye.
I thought that was scary what the Dollmaker did.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I could see where they wanted to go. It's kind of like, I don't know if you ever seen this these movies, Matt, like the Hostel movies where they cut people up and, I don't know, it's just really, I call it torture porn.
It's
not really a horror movie. It's more just like torture. And I think they were going in that direction with the Dollmaker, you know, kind of like grotesque as he picks body parts to supplement what those in need.
Yeah.
Yeah, so where are they? Do we know where they are at? We know it's somewhere cold and isolated, but where?
I have no idea where the Dollmaker got him. Like, maybe he got him from under the sea, or he got him, like, I have no idea what that prison even is underground. I mean, I thought it was like something Pirates of the Caribbean or something like that.
Something like that, right? But it's definitely not tropical if it's snowing.
Yeah, but it was an all right episode. I did like the ending, though, where Jordan was running Loeb. I don't still trust that guy, Loeb.
Yeah, definitely not. But going back to Mooney, I've read reports. I don't know if you have, Matt. I've read reports on the internet that Jada Pinkett Smith does not want to come back for season two. So do you think they might just put her character away or kill her off? What do you think?
Kill her off. She's done. Say goodbye, Fish Mooney.
Yeah.
I'm done.
I think it would be a great honor just to have her character die off and have her go out in a blaze of glory, you know, a la Gotham style. Because, first of all, her character was made up for the show. So we don't have that emotional comic book connection with her. But from what she did so far, Matt, with what she did with the character, she did pretty good. I mean, for the first time around, to see one of a future rogues gallery of Batman. But obviously, Batman will never meet her if she does die at this point, right?
Yeah, she wanted to take down Falcone. She wanted to take over Gotham, the whole plot point. She wanted to get some new girls at the club. She wanted to just take over Gotham and help someone start the war and kill Falcone with Staz.
Yeah, she should just go out in a blaze of glory, right? Like a big shootout, big, huge action scene, right? And then just die.
Yep. I have a feeling it's going to be the end of Fish Mooney.
That might actually be the buildup, yeah.
Yep.
Now, a lot of people also talking on the internet, why don't they make a Gotham movie? I'm not too sold on that one. Well, what are your thoughts on that, Matt? Would you go pay to see a Gotham movie? Still without Batman, just a Gotham movie based on the TV show.
Hell no. Are you kidding me? Hell no. It has to have Batman in it.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people, why they're not coming back to continue to watch Gotham is they're looking for that. They're looking for that Batman element, which is obviously not there. It's more of a Gotham story rather than a Batman story. Because wouldn't they just call it like The Rise of Batman or something like that? If it was mainly only on Batman or / Bruce Wayne. But because it's titled Gotham, it just gives you an immense library of characters that all live within that city. Are you still okay with that? That they're still incorporating all of Batman's rogues gallery in the show and not just centered on the character of Bruce Wayne and Batman? Kind of sharing screen with the show.
I'm kind of still a bit disappointed the way they're going with the Riddler, because in one of the other promos in tonight's episode we didn't see was there's a scene with Ed with a knife or something like that where he's about to go so crazy he does become the Riddler, and there was supposed to be a scene.
I can't wait.
In upcoming episode where Penguin's holding his mom. I mean, God, do we really need to see his mom again? His mom told
me. Oh, I hope not. Please, writers, if you're listening to the podcast, no more mom. And what is going on with the Penguin's nose? Have you seen it up close? Because I have a 60-inch HD TV, and it's really clear. So if you look at Oswald Cobblepot's nose, it looks like it's getting, like bumps or like moles around his nose. Like he's getting to become really disgusting. I know he was disgusting at first, but now if you look at his nose or his face, it's just either the makeup was bad that day or it just looks really textury. What'd you think, Matt? Did you notice that?
Yeah. His nose
What's going on?
To look very sick and he's starting to get that.
Yeah, right? Like he doesn't look well.
In some parts I didn't care for in the episode was the bad guy, the way the serial killer was killing young women. I think that was kind of dumb.
All right, yeah. But let's go back to the Penguin as he was trying to become a silent partner in that Italian restaurant, if you remember. And the only way to get to the lady's heart was to get her daughter back from this guitar player that she was in love with. And what do? They cut his fingers off. Now, they showed one finger come off. That's pretty crazy that they're showing that kind of content on TV. What are your thoughts, Matt?
That was so intense. I screamed at the TV. That was
it goes back again to that, like, torture porn.
I see Penguin torturing Fish Mooney in the season finale.
That's for sure. I'll tell you this. If you're a new listener to the podcast or if you're a new viewer to the show Gotham, I highly recommend that you do not eat while you watch the show, because once in a while there's going to be some really sick stuff on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I...
Now let's go to you did touch base on the Riddler, Matt. Really cool scenes where he's on the case trying to find the missing evidence from the org And of course he finds a photocopy, and of course when Detective what's the partner's name? It's Gordon's partner. What's his name? It's been so long, even the host forgot. I forgot his name. Do you remember, Matt?
Harvey Bullock.
Harvey Bullock, yes. So Harvey says, wait a minute, what is this? And then Riddler says, or Edward Nygma says, well, you know, a photocopy is a replica of the original. And he goes, no, I know what it is. I'm like, I gave it a little chuckle there. Really good moments. All right, Matt, so let's go to you. I want to hear your thoughts on tonight's episode, Beasts of Prey. They should have called it Birds of Prey and have like the future female crime fighters of Gotham, but apparently not. So it's Beasts of Prey, tonight's episode. Give us your favorite scenes and tell us why, Matt.
I don't really have that much favorite scenes because I thought it was an episode because it really wasn't that great for returning of DC TV this week. I'm really excited for The Flash and Arrow this week. So excited. But I'd say I did like the Fish Mooney scenes, and I really, really did like the young Bruce Wayne scenes, especially with him and Kat.
Yes, him and Kat are doing their own investigation work. And tell us why you liked the Bruce Wayne scenes for those listening out there, Matt.
Just because we finally get more Batman Easter eggs. I really thought, like, in that promo, he was going to punch Reggie in the face for wanting revenge on him stabbing his father figure, Alfred. And he did. But I thought that was cool that Kat protected him and then tossed him out the window.
And, Matt, did you get who the person that hired him or who the person he talks to? Did you get that?
No. What did you get, Jesus?
Sorry?
What do you think? Who hired him? People at Wayne?
I think, I think the board members at Wayne Enterprise. Because if you remember when Bruce Wayne had that famous scene where he walks into the board and says, there's something going on, there's something corrupted here.
I see what
Hey, Matt, I'm hearing an echo on your end.
I'll kick you off speaker.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. That's all right. So let me give you my favorite scene. My favorite scene of tonight's episode, Beasts of Prey, it's pretty much the org scenes where the serial killer targets that young lady that they were looking for. But, of course, Jim Gordon falls for the bait as the commissioner tries to land him the case or subtly give him the case through another officer that was kind of lying to him and telling him that since he's doing so good, he wants to join in on the help of cleaning up Gotham City and the GCPD. And also, you know, he just wants to be a tribute, the justice that Jim Gordon is bringing to the city. Of course, all lies. And then also the scenes between the serial killer and the young lady that he murders. But you know what? At first, I thought they were, when they showed the picture of the girl, you know, she's brunette, I thought it was the girl that Fish Mooney hired to trick the Don. I forgot her name. Yeah, Falcone. I thought it was her at first. By chance get that or no? Obviously it wasn't, but at first I'm like, oh, they're going to find who the real person is of this girl that they found murdered. And it was like 4 months ago, so I was just like, wait a minute. But then that wasn't the case. It was a totally different woman. And it was that guy that played the serial killer. Is he from Heroes? He looks like the guy, the brother from Heroes.
I didn't get into Heroes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he looked very familiar. I wanted to double check on that to see if he did play him, because he looks very familiar.
How was WonderCon, Jesus?
Oh, WonderCon was so much fun.
Because we're having a podcast every night this week, right? You said we're doing one every night. Didn't you say we're doing one every night this week?
Yeah, every night, all the way up until, I think, Thursday. I can't do it Thursday, but, every night till Thursday, yeah.
Oh, cool.
So,
which ones are we
doing? Right after this podcast, if you're a fan of Marvel, Matt's going to have his show on at Marvel Film Talk, so join us there.
Lots to talk about.
After this episode.
Because Ant-Man Trailer 2 was released today. They released tons of clips of Avengers Age of Ultron.
Let's go back to Gotham before we hijack Gotham and start talking about Marvel. Last episode prior to this one, Beasts of Prey, titled Everyone Has Cobblepot, it was in the ratings, it was a share of a 2.0. So it looks like 2 million people watched Gotham last time it aired back in March 2nd, and it looks like, the ratings are still holding up. It looks like it's still in the 6th range overall between the DVR viewers and the ratings. So hopefully Gotham continues to go on this pretty steadfast as it emerges as a new show. And hopefully next season they learn from their mistakes, yes.
Off episodes.
And then
totally
also have a more linear storyline other than Fish Mooney. I mean, it's kind of crazy that they bet the horse on Fish Mooney to carry on this entire season of Gotham when it's a first unknown character that we've never heard of created for the show. All right, if you're listening to us right now, we're on for the next 7 minutes, me and Matt. Call in at 347-637-3821. This is Gotham Talk.
Where's Joe from Krypton?
Beasts of Prey. We have a new caller from area code 469.
Joe from Krypton.
What's up, sir?
Time.
What's up, guys?
Hey, did you watch tonight's episode, Beasts of Prey? Not Birds of Prey. But Beasts of Prey.
I haven't even watched it yet. I was just thinking, I wonder if these guys are doing a podcast. I just decided to call, and there you were.
Oh,
doing
cool.
Marvel
Film
Talk.
We're here.
We're doing Marvel Film
Talk.
Joe, do
you have any anticipation before you watch the show? What thoughts do you have in mind, or what are you expecting when you watch it, right before you watch it?
I don't know, man. I mean, the last episode was the one where Alfred was injured in the hospital and they were going after that crazy guy. I don't know, dude. The show's been kind of been going down a little bit for me. The only thing that's keeping it alive is Bruce and Alfred for me. And the penguin. Other than that, dude, I'm like, come on, man. You guys got to do something. I don't know. I don't really have any anticipation, but I do want to watch it. So I'm going to watch it either tonight or tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's not I hate to say this, but it's not a solid return.
No.
But, you know, it's great that it's back, but it's just like, wow, we waited since March 2nd was the last episode, Everyone Has a Cobblepot. And then you make us wait a whole month, and then still it's just like, it wasn't like a good comeback return. And we're now down to 3 more episodes before it it concludes this first season.
And, we get 3? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we got 3 more. Oh, and also, what was I going to say? Also,
no
there's
more breaks
obviously
this one,
no crossover for Gotham, that's for sure, because I think they've wrapped shooting already, and so we would have heard it by now as we're hearing from the other DC shows. But it looks like Gotham, for now, you know, crossing our fingers for now, is still a standalone. Let's go around the room. I want to ask you guys, do you think Gotham should just stick to its own and not bring the whole house down? Or do you think they should just throw it into this DC TV universe? Let's start with you, Matt.
Yeah, they should throw it in with this DC TV universe. I mean, I would love to see Harvey, Bullock, Joe, and Lance work together, because we get that in the
cool.
episode who is Harrison Wells coming up on The Flash working together. I can't wait to see Joe and Lance working together. How awesome is that going to be, guys?
Yes, that would be really good. And then also, don't you think the other super friends would help Bruce Wayne try to figure out who killed his parents?
Yeah, like Ra's-el, Arrow, and The Flash, of course, and Firestorm, who's now my new favorite. Yeah.
Joe, when you watch tonight's episode, I want you to have a little homework.
All right.
Really close into Cobblepot's nose. For some reason, it's getting really gnarly. Like, it's getting really, like, weird. I don't know if it was a bad day makeup day, but it just looks really like something's going on with his nose. It's not growing.
Wow.
It's just, like, it's getting, like, really nasty nose.
like,
is he literally turning into the Penguin? What's going on here?
Wow. Yeah, I'll keep a lookout for that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Now you're going to really look into it every time he shows up.
Yeah, I'm going to be paying attention to it all the time.
Now, going back to the serial killer, the Org, Joe, you're a comic book reader. Is the Org a Batman villain that we have not heard of?
Did you say the Orb or the Org?
Org. O-G-R-E.
I've heard of the Org. I've seen him in a few things, but I've never really read any storylines. He's definitely he's an obscure character. He's not really part of the mainstream.
I thought I knew all of Batman's.
But you know, that's
kind of
cool that they're picking from the obscure list. I like that, dude.
I like that too, because it makes me look. We're talking about it.
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
So let's
see.
I just pulled up the Org, so he debuted in Batman issue number 535 on October 1996. Not that old, but if you're from the 90s, you probably were just born back then. But it's not that far back for us, at least for me. Let's see. It says here, the Org... Org is genetically altered man whose brother is a genetically experimented ape created by Dr. Winston Belmont. All right, so obviously it has nothing to do with that. Let's see. Also another abbreviations for that. TV loose. Okay, so here's a TV description of the Org. A loose adaptation of Org appears in Gotham, played by Milo. Oh, Milo is the guy from... Heroes. So for those listening, yes, he is from Heroes. He was the brother that could fly. I guess so. And so this version is a handsome, wealthy, seductive serial killer named Jason Lennon, who lures women and subjects to them so-called tests as he searches for the perfect mate. He then murders the women who failed the tests, and he appears in the episode Beasts of Prey, and that's it. Okay, so has no relation to the comic book character, but just by name. So there you go.
Yeah, so they took loose liberties. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. When I first saw the title episode for this Gotham comeback, at first I thought it said Birds of Prey. I'm like, what? Already? Oh, my gosh. But it wasn't. It's Beasts of Prey. All right, and with that note, I want to thank Matt and Joe from Krypton calling back. I really appreciate you guys calling back every week. It's fun to talk to you guys about the show. And also, coming up next is Marvel Film Talk. So if you guys are Marvel fans, big stuff that Matt wants to mention, especially the world premiere of Avengers was tonight.
Nice.
So I'm sure we're going to talk about that. Joe, give us a shout-out, man.
Hey, it's nice to be back. You've been gone for a while. It's nice to chat on the lines with the old buds and talking about DC stuff that we love. Thanks for listening. And tweet me at Red Blue Super Dude if you just want to chat with me.
There you go. I would if I was you. All right. Have a good night, man.
Good night, man.
All right.